The British actor Clive Owen has starred in the dystopian film Children of Men, the crime heist Inside Man, and the costume drama Gosford Park. But for his latest movie, Words and Pictures, Clive Owen goes into academia. He plays Jack, a prep school English teacher who gets into a war with the art teacher, played by Juliette Binoche, about the importance of words versus pictures, and ropes in the students and their literary magazine.
You pick a subject, paint a picture, we print it in the issue. I write 1,000 words on the same subject. We have an assembly. Words versus pictures, which is worth more?
Why should I bother? This is your inane war.
Because then I will print the best of your students' work. You can choose them. Come on. It'll give them something to shoot for. This inane war is energizing these kids.
The inane war is also energizing the pair's relationship, and maybe they end up falling in love. Clive Owen joins us from New York to talk about the film. Clive Owen, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, it's an interesting kind of movie. I don't know how I would describe it. Romantic comedy or Entertainment Weekly calls it a throwback to the kind of movie that audiences used to love. How would you describe the film?
I probably would call it a romantic comedy, really. I mean, I was always very taken with the script. I thought it was very beautifully written. It was very kind of witty and buoyant, but it also had really great dialogue and was very kind of moving and touching and emotional at times as well.
And it's coming out at a time when it's going to be competing against things like, X-Men, Godzilla, and Spider-Man. It'll be an interesting part of the mix.
It's the perfect time to bring it out then.
Now, tell us about the character that you play. It's Jack Marcus, a published poet who teaches at this prep school in Maine, but he's got a real drinking problem.
He has a drinking problem, yeah, and you see that straight away. Yeah, at the beginning of the film, he's very kind of jaded. He's been at the school a long time, and everything's gone a little flat, and you see him teaching, and it's not particularly inspired, and the kids aren't particularly inspired. And then Juliette Binoche plays a character that comes in to the school who's an art teacher who's struggling with her own problems. But she comes in and says very clearly to them that language is much less important than the visual arts. And it kind of wakes him up. It annoys him, it angers him, but it also galvanizes him. And he kind of reawakens, you know, the passion that he had before and sort of passes that on to the students.
It comes down to this war between art and words. Where do you come down on that yourself?
Well, in the industry I am, I know that both are equally important. I mean, I started in the theater, and I'd say that language is hugely important. And, you know, I don't take any film unless I think the dialogue's in very good shape, because you say a bad line as an actor and you look like a bad actor. But also I've been in movies where, you know, the director is a great visual storyteller and dialogue is less important, and I'll maybe spend time trying to cut my lines down because I know that the story's being told in a different way. So I think both are obviously go together and are hugely important.
How much can you cut your lines down in a movie like this? Do you have much say over what the script ends up being in the end?
Yeah, for sure. And this one I didn't particularly want to, because he's a guy who loves language. And so it was really important that he conveys that. And, you know, lots of the scenes are in the classroom quoting poetry and quoting writers. And, you know, so because I was playing a lover of language, it was important to have dialogue and good dialogue.
There was this wonderful scene, really moving scene. Actually, there are a few of them throughout the film, of you with the actor who plays your son. And you are drunk in the scenes, and he is embarrassed. Let's take a listen to one right here.
I'm sorry to drag you away from Kathy.
It's Catherine.
Jesus. What did she call you, Anthony? By the way, what do you call Bill? You call him Dad, too?
I call him Bill.
Does he drink? Does he ever get drunk? Or am I the only one in your world that likes a drink?
You really got across something there that I haven't seen in the movies come across in that way.
Those scenes were in some ways the most challenging, and I had more talks with Fred Skepsy, the director, over those scenes than anything else, because playing drunk isn't easy, because there's an obvious easy cliche way of doing it where you're slurring and staggering around. But in this case, you're playing someone who's kind of witty and buoyant and cynical but has a real serious problem, and the scenes with the son, it should kind of be embarrassing. It's kind of pathetic and sad, and calibrating where to pitch that so it was that, and you felt the boy's pain of hearing his dad and thinking, oh, no, he's drunk again.
Yeah.
And this really isn't going to go anywhere. They were some of the more challenging scenes for me.
Well, and you laugh or you try to tell a joke when the audience is watching you thinking it's
cringing,
not funny.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. It had to have that feeling of embarrassment, really.
Now, there are actors out there, and I would say you're one of them right now, who they pop up in a big film and then they go out of the way, at least for me, for a while, and then they come back with another one. Now, of course, you didn't go anywhere. You've been doing a lot of work ever since, let's say, Children of Men, which was big back in 2006. But do you get that as an actor on the other side of that, that for some people you disappear and then you're back?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that, you know, a career at the end of the day is a series of choices. And, you know, I've always been somebody who, you know, I choose my work not on the sort of size of the film, but whether I connect to it and feel I've got something to do in it. And I need to be passionate. I need to have an appetite to want to do it. So, yeah, that's just the way that the career shapes up.
We've got another scene here I want to listen to, the chemistry that develops between you and Juliette Binoche's character, Dina Del Santo. Let's take a listen.
I can't tell you how much I want us to put our mouths together.
Oh, really? You're attracted to me?
Very much.
Why?
Same species, different sex. Aren't you attracted to me?
Not in the least. Did you think I would be?
Well, I had high hopes for this jacket. I mean, it's old, but it's custom made, and yet you feel nothing?
Admiration.
Good.
For you, Taylor.
How was it to do that kind of verbal sparring with Juliette Binoche?
It was great. I had a great time with her. I mean, I'm a huge fan of hers and always, you know, held her in the highest regard and was thrilled when she said she wanted to do it. And very quickly realized that we got on very well and importantly had a very similar sense of humor. I think the very first scene we shot together, we kind of made each other laugh, and it was a very good sign. And playing it with her, it became really playful. You know, we felt able and free to sort of challenge and push and prod, and it was a really good time.
Finally, Clive Owen, we read that you use this film as a chance to get in your favorite David Bowie song.
not quite, but
okay, explain.
There's a scene in the movie where I get very drunk and I'm hitting a tennis ball outside and I end up inside the house and basically trash the place in a sort of drunken mess, really. And I needed some music to inspire me to go a little crazy, and I'm a big Bowie fan, and I picked a track from his latest album. And they played it, so while I did that scene, and then Fred, every time he was putting the film together, got so used to it, as often happens when they put temp music on, and eventually had to go out and buy the track, which I was pretty happy about.
Clive Owen stars in the new film Words and Pictures, also starring Juliette Binoche. It opens in select theaters tomorrow. Clive Owen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And if you want to know what Clive Owen's favorite movie that he's seen in the last several years is, I am going to tweet it right now.
Oh,
at Jeremy Hobson. We're
you
trying
dog.
To incorporate, you know, Twitter.
You're trying
the
to
web.
Boost your Twitter account.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, in association with the BBC World Service, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Can I tell it?
No.
I'm
you
Robin
have to
Young.
Let him go.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.